Time now this morning here for a check of sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Starting off with some high school baseball and softball scores for you from last night, as many other teams getting their season started. In baseball play, it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln topping Atlantic 7-4 last night as the Trojans opened the season there. ADM, a 6-2 winner over Des Moines Roosevelt. It was Boone defeating Winterset 7-5. Des Moines Christian over Coon Rapids Baird 6-5. Earlham beat Guthrie Center 13-3. Indianola over Creston 8-0. I-35 over Lenox 11-5. It was Martinsdale St. Mary's, a winner of a doubleheader over Glidden-Ralston 15-0 in the first game and 20-1 in the second game. Missouri Valley beat West Harrison 13-0 in six innings of play. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Lewis Central 8-7 in nine innings of play. Spencer over Denison Schleswig 8-3. Tri-Center was a 7-3 winner over Glenwood, and Underwood beat Red Oak 4-1. In softball play, it was Carlisle over ADM 14-2. Charter Oak Ute beat Kemper Catholic 6-5. Clarinda beat Fremont Mills 13-3. Corning over Bedford 14-12. Denison Schleswig topped Carroll 4-3. Des Moines Christian over Coon Rapids Baird 18-1. Earlham beat Guthrie Center 12-0. IKM Manning an 8-2 winner over Missouri Valley. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Adair Casey 13-0. Shenandoah shut out Nishnabotna 10-0. Trainer squeaked by Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 1-0 in eight innings of play. And Villisca was an 11-9 winner over Mount Air. Coming up here tonight, boys sub-state semifinal soccer action taking place around the state and in Class 1A. It'll be the Atlantic Trojans hosting against Des Moines Christian tonight, 6:30 the start time for that soccer match. Also, West Central Valley of Stewart will be at North Polk to take on North Polk Almond at 6:30 p.m. this evening. Riverside will be at St. Albert for a 5 o'clock start time tonight, and Tri-Center is at Underwood for a 6:30 contest. Also in Class 2A, ADM takes on Dallas Center Grimes at 6:30, Creston is at Glenwood at 5 o'clock, and Denison Schleswig at Spencer at 7 o'clock here this evening. That's boys sub-state semifinal soccer action play tonight. Also turning our attention now here to Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJN last night. It was Daniel Descalzo hitting his first career grand slam and had a career-high 5 RBIs, and Adam Wainwright won for the first time at Petco Park as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the San Diego Padres 10-2 last night to even up that three-game series at a game apiece. Their rubber match will be coming your way tonight. That'll start at 8:15 with the pregame and first pitch at 9:10. Descalzo lined a 1-2 pitch from Anthony Bass into the Jack Daniels old number 7 deck in right center with one out in the eighth, his second homer of the season. John Jay was intentionally walked ahead of him. Descalzo was hitting just 197 coming in, but he went 3-for-3 with a walk and scored three runs. Wainwright held San Diego to one run and four hits in 7 1/3 innings. He struck out 6 and walked 1. Also, another scores from Major League Baseball play yesterday in interleague play, Atlanta over Minnesota 5-4 in 10 innings of play. In the American League, it was Detroit over Cleveland 5-1. Baltimore topped the Yankees 3-2 in 10 innings of play. Tampa Bay over Toronto 4-3. Oakland over Texas 1-0. The White Sox beat Boston 3-1. It was Kansas City over Houston 7-3. The LA Angels beat Seattle 12-0. In National League play, Pittsburgh topped the Cubs 5-4. Cincinnati over the Mets 4-0. Philadelphia beat Miami 7-3. It was Milwaukee over the Dodgers 5-2. Colorado beat Arizona 5-4 in 10 innings. And it was San Francisco over Washington 4-2 also in 10 innings of play. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, the I-Cubs winner of a doubleheader over Las Vegas. They win 2-1 in the first game and then 6-5 in the second game. And also Tucson defeated Omaha last night 5-2 in 10 innings of play. Today's game, see Las Vegas at Iowa once again for a 12:05 start time over at Principal Park in Des Moines. And Tucson will be in Omaha to take on the Storm Chasers at Warner Park at 6:35 here this evening. In other sporting news, Tim Duncan scored 17 points and had 9 rebounds as San Antonio beat Memphis 93-89 in overtime to take a 2-0 lead in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Duncan scored the Spurs' first 6 points of overtime after they allowed the Grizzlies to close regulation on a 13-2 run. Tony Parker finished with 15 points and set a playoff career high with 18 assists. The Cleveland Cavaliers have won the NBA draft lottery for the second time in 3 years after entering with the third best chance to capture the top pick. The Orlando Magic will pick second in the draft, followed by the Washington, Charlotte, and Phoenix. The Wizards moved up from 8th to 3rd, while the Bobcats dropped to 4th after posting the league's second-worst record. Vinny Del Negro is out as coach of the Los Angeles Clippers after their first-round playoff exit. This season, the Clippers won a franchise-record 56 games, had a 17-game winning streak, and won the club's first Pacific Division title before their early playoff exit. Del Negro had a 128-102 record in 3 seasons with the team, a 557 winning percentage that's a franchise best since it moved from Buffalo in 1978. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins have a 3-0 lead in the NHL's Eastern Conference semifinals after Johnny Boychuk and Daniel Paillet scored in the third period of a 2-1 win over the Rangers in New York. Also in the playoff action, Antti Niemi made 13 of his 22 saves in the third period to preserve San Jose's 2-1 win over Los Angeles, tying the Western Conference semifinal series at 2 games apiece. Santa Clara, California has been awarded Super Bowl 50 by NFL owners, who have also given Super Bowl 51 to Houston. The 49ers' new home is set to open next year in Santa Clara and will host the first Super Bowl in the area since 1985. Miami was the big loser on the process, losing out on both bids on the first ballot. Also in sporting news here around the state, Iowa State says that Northern Illinois transfer Abdel Nader has signed with the Cyclones men's basketball team. Nader, a 6'7" forward from Skokie, Illinois, averaged 13.1 points and 5.6 rebounds a game for the Huskies as a sophomore last season. The Cyclones announced late Tuesday that Nader will sit out the 2013-2014 season and have 2 years of eligibility left at Iowa State after that. The addition of Nader should help the Cyclones fill the void that star Melvin Ejim will leave when he graduates after next season. Nader was named first-team All-State by the Chicago Tribune as a senior for Niles North High in Illinois, and he made the Max All-Freshman team at Northern Illinois. With the addition of Rutgers in Maryland next year, the Big Ten Conference will be moving to a 9-game league football schedule. With one less non-conference game available, Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney has said that he wants conference schools to stop scheduling games against FCS opponents. That means that Iowa may no longer be playing UNI, but Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta says he's told UNI AD Troy Dannon that Iowa is committed to honoring their current contract with the Panthers.
For those that don't know my history, I had been at UNI for 7 years. My wife graduated from UNI, and so set that aside. That's personal affection and feelings, but you know, it's good for the state, and so Troy and I have talked, and it looks pretty good that we'll be able to keep our 2 games that are on our contract, and we'll see after that.
In addition to games against UNI in 2014 and 2018, Iowa is also scheduled to host Illinois State and North Dakota State in the coming seasons. Barta says that Iowa will need to schedule 7 home games per season going forward, making it sound like he will try to keep some FCS games on Iowa's schedule.
We had always played, or most years had played, 2 bowl championship level teams, Iowa State and one other. Well, now, instead of playing Pittsburgh or Syracuse, we're going to be adding another Big Ten team to our schedule. So we'll still play Iowa State, we'll still play a Big Ten school, another BCS school, and then after that, filling in 2 more home games with an opponent that will come to Kinnick Stadium. And because of the need to play 7 home games, we won't be playing in a home and home in that. It will be someone who is willing to come to Kinnick Stadium.
From my financial standpoint, Iowa would play or would pay an FCS team like UNI somewhere around $500,000 for a game, whereas the Hawkeyes would need to shell out closer to $1 million to bring in a team from a low-level FBS conference like Tennessee Tech or Louisiana Monroe. Barta says the financial aspect is just one benefit of the continuing the series with UNI.
Whenever you can play an in-state school, it makes sense on a lot of fronts. Certainly there's the financial for both us and for UNI, the fact that they can take a bus. It's been a good series. One of the things I've talked about is when you play a team like UNI, who's at the top of the championship division, you know you're going to be in for a great football game. And on top of that, when it's in your own state, it sets up for an exciting matchup.
Iowa and UNI have faced off 5 times since their series resumed in 1995. Prior to that, the schools had not met on the football field in 81 years. And the Kansas City Chiefs are putting together an offensive system that promises to be bold and dynamic. if not downright revolutionary, a blend of old and new under Coach Andy Reid. At least that's what it looks like on paper. The Chiefs have hired former Vikings coach Brad Childress to be their spread game analyst, and the assumption is he'll augment Reid's traditional West Coast offense with elements of the spread that has been sweeping through the NFL the past few years. Then there's recent news that the pistol offense guru Chris Ault will be joining the team as a consultant, adding yet another wrinkle. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this hour for you here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.